Let's take a few minutes now to read through some of your feedback from yesterday's program. We talked with the Boston Globe's Jeff Edgers about the opening of the MFA's new contemporary art wing. Jeff wondered whether the new wing would be a threat to Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art and suggested that the ICA has its own niche in edgier, less accessible art.
Listener Alan wrote to say that he doesn't think the ICA goes far enough. The ICA should be showing work radical enough to send the MFA donors running, Alan wrote. Instead, its exhibitions have been conservative to the point of blandness. The only way the ICA will stay relevant is by taking greater curative risks and showing artists they have not already ascended into the cultural canon.
Yesterday's conversation with Judy Norsegian about the 40th anniversary of her groundbreaking feminist book on women's health and sexuality, Our Body, Ourselves, prompted this from Google Mail 2003.
I first got this book in the mid-70s while I was living in Pennsylvania. At the time, I was married and had a child. Still, I knew nothing about my body and how it should feel when making love. The book taught me who I was and how I could feel. I ended up leaving my husband and moving to Cambridge. I wanted to live in the city that was home to so many of the authors of this book. What a better place for a single mom.
We always welcome your input and feedback. The conversation continues at RadioBoston.org. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Radio Boston.
There's more after the break. Coming up, the perils of screening for prostate cancer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.